and I attribute 15% of that to college knowledge and 0% to the degree. The book Emotional Intelligence reported a similar finding. In studying successful people, the author discovered that 15% of success could be attributed to training and education, while 85% was attributed to attitude, perseverance, diligence, and vision. College is important, very important, but it is not the answer to all your kids' problems. I will be so bold as to say college isn't even a need. It is a luxury. This luxury is one of the first on my list, but not before retirement, not before an emergency fund, and certainly not as a reason to go into debt. Do some research on the cost of attending college. In some areas of study, and in a very few careers, where you graduate from will matter, but in most it won't. Pedigree means less and less in our culture today. How can you justify going into debt $75,000 for a degree when you could have gone to a state school and paid for it out of your pocket debt-free? You can't. The first rule of college is pay cash. The second rule is, if you have the cash or the scholarship, go. A couple of years ago, I met with the dean of the College of Business from the university where I graduated. At that time, the average college student graduated with about $15,000 in student loan debt after spending 3 of 4 years in an apartment, not the dorm, and eating off campus, not on the meal plan. The average student paid $5,000 more per year to live and eat off campus than to live in the dorm and eat cafeteria food. The student loans that they had to have or they wouldn't be able to go to college weren't for college at all. The student loans on average paid for an off-campus standard of living, and no debt was needed to get the degree, only to look good while getting the degree. Student loans are a cancer. We have spread the myth that you can't be a student without a loan. Not true. If you've planned your savings goals and don't have much room in the budget for college, don't panic. In past generations, students lived with relatives, slept in dorms, ate cafeteria food, worked, and endured other hardships to get a degree. Now, after harping on mindset, we can set some reasonable, attainable goals for saving for college. Baby step 5, save for college. Virtually everyone thinks saving for college is important. However, hardly anyone saves for their kids' college education. Money Magazine and CBS MarketWatch both quote the alarming statistic that 39% of Americans with kids don't save a dime toward college.